Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. We're always pushing toward conversations that matter. Often that's about hearing stories from one another. In this podcast, we use what's called a midrash, an ancient practice of filling in unknown details of a story to help wonder at the meaningful stuff of life. In this case, sharing the perspective of the star in the Christmas story.
I am often overlooked. Sometimes it hurts, like a willful ignoring of my presence. But on my good days, I know it's not on purpose. People are busy. They always have been. Survival, whether it's the, if we don't get food, we'll starve, or the, I have an impossible deadline and I don't want to let everyone down kind, takes more energy and concentration than most people have each day. Pausing to look, to observe, feels not only impossible, but scary. Yet, sometimes, people look up. They see the bud that opens into the flower that becomes the apple. They see the orange and purple painting the evening sky. Sometimes, they see me. They say I know the secrets of the world. The light you see now is millions of years old. They're not wrong. I've seen a lot. Everything, in fact. But also, nothing. I've never seen individual rosebuds or the delicate petals of a flower, but I've seen the bloom of color, the way the earth turns from white to brown to blue and pink and purple to green, then yellow and orange and red and brown and again white. The same way you look up and see colors dancing through the sunset, I see colors dancing through days. I feel, too. I've never been in love, but I felt it through first kisses and births and final rests. I've never cried, but I felt the sorrow of loss, of fighting, of striving and coming up short. I've never been mad, but I know the anger and confusion of war. I see and I hear, listen and watch. It was another baby, more love and sorrow, joy and pain. I didn't just appear. I had been there all along. I'm still here. I was simply noticed.